You know how you and I always make fun of people who talk about Powerball all the time, like, so what are you going to do with the money? You know, we hate that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we had a guy that would call winners, and the only question he would have for him, what are you going to do with the money?
Yeah, because they were giving away, like, whatever it was, $1,000.
$1,000. And he couldn't think of anything else.
Yeah. So I think you put a compilation together of congratulations. What do you do with the money? Hey, that's great. What are you going to do with the money? And it's just, it's literally the only question he asks every single time. And there's a lot of things you can ask somebody. And I know that, and most of the time, people don't give you a great answer. They're not like, oh, I'm going to take my dog to Paris. It's never anything like cool like that. Mm. It's always like, well, I'm going to pay off some bills. The contest is pay your bills. Mm-hmm. So what do you think they're going to do with the money, idiot? Why don't you ask them something else?
That's what you get for having the traffic guy call your winners. Anyway. Who should we have call the winners? Oh, how about the traffic guy? Okay. Right. The actual guy who says the LIE is backed up. That's the same guy.
The guy we don't trust to have any conversation other than the bridges and tunnels are crowded. Yeah.
Right.
So, but, you know, you and I, we always make fun of people who talk about lottery stuff. But this is, there's a lottery story in the news today that I thought was actually interesting because there's a controversy attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when it's a big lottery, like a big Powerball or a big amount of money, people go in together. They buy a bunch of tickets and everybody puts in $10 or $5, depending on how many people you have. And I've been in those before, those like lottery pools. People do that a lot at work. It's a work thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never a good idea because there's always an issue. And it's, you're talking about money here. It seems fun when you first hand somebody $5 and be like, here's $5. Go make us $10 million. And it feels like a fantasy that never happens.
Mm-hmm.
But once in a while, it happens. There's an issue. This one is in Canada. It's in Ontario, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
There's this pizza delivery driver, and he is suing 16 of his friends because they won $1 million in the lottery and they didn't give him any of the cash that he's owed. He's owed $70,000, he says.
Mm-hmm.
So the story is this. He used to work at, I don't know, like a car dealership or something. And the bunch of them for years, put in $10, I don't know, a month, a week, whatever the way they did it. And then somebody would go buy lottery tickets and they'd win a little here, a little there. They'd get their money back. Mostly it was a big loss, you know. So he left that job, the car place, to go become a pizza delivery guy, but said to everybody, I want to still be in the lottery pool. They're like, great, no problem. So he was sort of joking with one of the guys. The guy's like, you know, you're kind of behind on the money you owe us for the lottery pool. You owe us $40.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, take it out of the winnings, like as a joke. He's like, no, I'll give you money. Don't worry about it. Like, I'm in. I'll give you the money. So he didn't actually give the guy the money, even though he said he would and he has the text to prove it. And of course, those people went on and they won $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and once these stories get out there, I mean, people, this stuff blows up because everyone has a very strong opinion about this. So I'd like to ask you first before I tell you what I think. In a situation like this, they've been doing this for years. This isn't like they did it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
They did it was a weekly thing for several years. During the pandemic, they didn't do it because nobody was at work. They started back up again March 2021. He was just as involved as everybody else. But he's behind on a couple of payments. He owes them like $40.
Mm-hmm.
And he the main guy who keeps the money, he said, I'm in. I'll give you the money when I see you. Don't worry about it. And they were making jokes back and forth about what's $40 versus $1 million, you know, joking. So, of course, they win. And once there's actual money and you see that you can split it and have more money between 16 people, you're like, okay, so who didn't really put money in this week? Who can we cut out? So they cut this guy out. And now he's suing them.
His loss. He didn't pay in. Fuck him. You didn't pay in, you didn't play, sorry. Just because you played all the time, but you didn't pay this round because you didn't give me any money, screw you. Your loss.
But his intention was to give them money. He texted back and forth with the guy that when he sees him, he'll give him the $40 he owes him.
Mm.
And he even said, I'm in. Like, I'm in this week. Put me in.
Yeah, like, but you're behind, I'm involved. And you haven't given me money. So you're behind, you haven't given me any money, you're a loser, go away. You didn't win anything.
No, he's not a loser.
He's a loser.
No, he's not a loser. He hasn't seen his friends. You know, it's one thing if you see people all the time, you can hand him $40 when you see them, but he doesn't work there anymore, so he doesn't see them all that often. And his friend that runs the thing in the tech should have said to him, listen, dude, you're $40 behind. How about this? Sit out this week, and then once you give us money, you're back in. Mm-hmm. That's what the guy should have said, but he didn't. He was like, yeah, no problem. He's like, I'll spot you. So he offered to spot him for the week. That's like saying to somebody, you know, if you need me to lend you money, I will lend you money. And then when they come to collect it, you'd be like, what? I didn't say I'd lend you money.
Mm.
So the guy, for all intents and purposes, was in this lottery pool.
If you're behind on your rent, they're going to throw you out.
No, okay. So if your landlord says to you, I know you're behind on your rent, but it's okay. We like you. We like having you here as a tenant. Just, you know, pay us when you can, or pay us next month, or it's totally cool. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
The landlord can't be then upset with you that you're late on your rent when he just gave you a free pass. Just like this guy gave him a free pass. The lottery pool guy gave the pizza delivery driver a free pass. Like, don't worry about it, dude. Catch me next time. You're good.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have said that. That's the thing. He spoke for the whole group. He should have said to everyone else, listen, pizza delivery guy is behind. What do you guys think? And they would have been like, axe that motherfucker. Like, then that would have been a different story. But, you know, if you see the texts, it seems like,
if he says, I got you this time, I'm going to put the money in, hit me up when you see me, that's a different story.
He did say that.
Oh, okay. But I don't like any of that. I don't think you should just go buy your own damn lottery ticket. Don't put in a pool. Nothing ever comes out good from these stories.
You can't unring that bell, but they've been doing this together for years. And here's the thing. Not only do they do it together for years, they discuss with each other how life-changing just $70,000 would be, and how this is their dream, and how they can live their dreams and do all these other things. And, you know, these aren't people that have a lot of money. These are people that, look, $70,000 is a lot of money, but these are people that $70,000 could really be life-changing. I think it's completely selfish that those other 16 people are being like this about it. And they hired a lawyer. And the lawyer is like, I mean, they had to hire a lawyer, but the lawyer is the one who was interviewed. And that lawyer was like, he's not getting a dime. I don't care how much it costs them. He's not entitled to even a dime of this. Why do you have to be like that? Why can't you just say, you know what, dude? You're having a hard time. You couldn't pay us the $40 you owe us. Clearly, you need money. So we'll cut you in. How about this? Instead of $70,000, you know, we'll, like, as a penalty for not paying this week, we'll give you $50,000. Like, they should give him, he's part of their friendship. He's part of their group. And if we're not here for each other while we're going through the worst times in our lives, then what's the fucking point of having friends? What's the point?
No, you didn't put money in. Money's thicker than water. Screw you. You didn't give me money. You didn't win. Sorry. Next.
Yeah, those people are going to lose their lawsuit because, I'll tell you why. Because the main guy texted him and emailed him that, don't worry, buddy, I got you. I got you.
I wonder how that works, because there's no contract between all those people. I wonder how that plays out in the court system.
Right, and that's what I was telling you earlier. When you do, whenever there's money between coworkers, there is not, you're not signing paperwork. You're not signing a document.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never going to work out. Like, you know, I always hated whenever we went out as a group for dinner. You know, one of the radio stations I worked at, everybody loved to go out. We go to the theater, we go to dinner, we do a whole big thing. And we go to the theater because we got free theater tickets. Like, we were there to help promote the show. But we'd all have dinner first. And then sometimes we would have to split the bill and they would just count heads. It's like, hi, I only had a salad. Well, next time you won't. No, next time I'll also have a salad. I don't eat meat and I don't drink alcohol. So this is never going to even out for me. So what I started to say, I can't go. And then they're like, what do you mean you can't go? You have to be there. It's a work event and blah, blah, blah. And they make a big deal. So then I would have to say, well, I already ate, or I would show up and just ask for a separate check, or but then it makes you look cheap. So, you know, you're fucked either way. Like, that's the worst thing. Like, you can't say to people, listen, you all eat meat and appetizers and you drink like fish. I can't eat that much food. I eat one thing and I drink water. Like, sorry, it's never going to even out for me. But then I've had friends of mine say, listen, it's a work engagement. Suck it up. And pay $75 for your salad. If they go around the table and it's $75 a person, just put in your $75 and think of it as a work expense. You bought drinks for the table. You bought drinks for some of the people you work with. Just your $10 salad is now $75. Just deal with it.
Yeah, and that's the best way to do it, because you're going to be that pain in the ass and you're never going to be asked ever again to go out.
Well, that's the problem. But then on the other side... then I end up resenting everybody because they know me by now.
You know, I already.
Well, that's true. Nothing changes. Doesn't. Why would that change? Why would anything have anything to do with that?
You would think anything different out of those 10 people than you did before the dinner.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Yeah.
You would just be like, I just hate them even more now.
Yeah, but I don't know. And then there's like, I don't know. There's always some chip in money. We're buying a gift for so-and-so. They're retiring. You know, there's always like a money thing going on at work. I just feel like when it comes to work and when it comes to money, I think all that stuff is just inappropriate. You know, we have really come really far with the sexual harassment and the hostile environment and all that kind of stuff. But the one place that we have not yet put a kibosh on and stopped is money exchanging hands between coworkers. It's, I would say that's a bigger hostile environment if you think about it, because let's say it's my birthday and it's the receptionist's birthday. Well, everyone loves the reception. She's been there 30 years. You know, they get her a big, amazing birthday gift. You know, me, they get a little tiny cake and some flowers. Do you mean, don't get anybody anything. Either get everybody the same thing or don't get anybody anything, but don't chip in anymore. Don't ask me for money for a work person.
Yeah, I think that's changed. I mean, we don't even acknowledge somebody's birthday anymore at work. It's like, okay, move on.
I have friends that work in environments where if it's your birthday, you can have the day off.
Yeah, and that's what we do at my job. So the guy that sits next to me, he wasn't there today because it was his birthday. And I told him Friday, I said, take it off, because everybody else does.
All right, so my birthday is always Thanksgiving week when everyone already has off anyway. So I don't get a day off. I don't get a birthday.
No, not at my job.
Okay, so that's what I mean. So is that fair? I would sit down with HR and be like, what kind of fucking bullshit is this? I didn't ask to be born Thanksgiving Day. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's, what if someone's born on Christmas Day? Like, fuck this shit. This other person gets a day off and gets paid the same salary? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, last year I didn't take my birthday off. I worked and said, I'm going to save it up for a Friday or another day that I want to take off, and they wouldn't let me do it. So it's like, I don't care if my birthday comes up on a Tuesday now. I'm taking it the hell off. And if it falls on a Saturday or Sunday, you're screwed. So that's the deal we all have.
But that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's not like you're 4 and you have to be celebrated on your actual birthday because you're going to get free pizza and cake and everyone's coming over your house and there's going to be balloons. You don't give a shit about your birthday after a certain period of time. Like, what do you care? You know what I mean? It's about having the day off. And if I'm closing a big deal and that day off doesn't work for me, you should give me a different day off. If the idea is just to give somebody a day off, it's arbitrary. So whether my birthday is, you know, on Thanksgiving or whether it's May 2nd, it's arbitrary. What do you care?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a company-wide thing. It's my little place. It's our boss decided he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So he's just doing it as a thank you.
Would not be okay with me. Now, if you want to give me a thank you, then let me take a day off that makes sense. You already have that week off because it's Thanksgiving. I would like a day off like everybody else.
But see, the difference between people that get along with their get along with other people at work is they don't bring things like this up. We just go, okay, and move on.
What? But then it's not fair. I don't care. You're going to resent them?
You resent them anyway. We already went through this. You hate them anyway. I despise everybody at my job. It's not like I'm going to despise them more because they wouldn't let me have my birthday off. I don't care. I really want, all I want is 5 o'clock to come. That's all I want.
You know what? So here's what I would do, because I feel like I believe in a just world. I would call up one Friday morning. I may have COVID. I need the day off. And I would take that day as my birthday day.
Yeah, that's fine. You can do that because you get sick days. So take as many off as you like.
Well, there you go. That's what I mean. So I would take a sick day then.